EPA stands for the Environmental Protection Agency, but some critics say, with Scott Pruitt now as administrator, the U.S. EPA has become the Environmental Polluters Agency. In a move to boost the fortunes of the carbon-polluting coal industry, Mr. Pruitt wants to roll back the Obama-era Clean Power Plan designed to fight global warming. And the EPA recently prevented its own climate scientists from presenting research at a meeting on the health of the Narragansett Estuary in Rhode Island. A probe by the New York Times has found a former executive for the American Chemistry Council, that's an industry lobbying group, is a key scientist for the EPA's recalibration of the health risks of toxic substances. And now Michael Dorson is under fire. He's been nominated to head the EPA's Office on Chemical Safety and Pollution Prevention. Critics include David Michaels, a former Assistant Secretary of Labor for OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. David, welcome back to Living on Earth.
It's great to be back, Steve.
So why does the possibility of Michael Dorson leading the Chemical Safety Office at EPA concern you?
Well, it's very unfortunate. My understanding is he's already working at the EPA as an advisor to the office that he's been nominated to run. So he's already in there, but with a confirmed nomination when he's sworn in as assistant administrator of the EPA, if that happens, he'll have a great deal more power and be able to essentially roll back a lot of the important protections that we rely on to make sure we're safe. You know, Michael Dorson is a deeply conflicted scientist. He's done mercenary work for dozens of chemical companies on scores of chemicals, but he's refused to promise to recuse himself from ruling on those chemicals or for other chemicals manufactured by those companies. He's the guy in charge of protecting Americans from toxic chemicals, and I don't think he's going to do it right.
So what is it about his relationship with industry? I understand he has a consulting group. He founded Terra, Toxicology Excellence for Risk Assessment. It's a nonprofit. What about his relationship with industry that concerns you so much?
Well, what he's done, he's made a career of applying the tobacco industry's strategy of manufacturing doubt and manipulating scientific data to defend toxic chemicals. You know, he even worked for Big Tobacco long after it was clear that their only commitment to science was to invent results that would delay government action. And it's a very successful strategy because no study is perfect. We never have absolute proof. But we need to protect our families. We need to protect our kids by making sure the levels of these chemicals don't get too high.
What are some of the chemicals on which he's done this, what you say is dubious research?
He's done this work on this huge range of chemicals, from diacetyl, which is the chemical that you may remember caused popcorn lung. It destroyed the lungs of workers who worked in popcorn factories because it's artificial butter flavor. He was working for some of those companies, said, look, that's a very safe chemical. The government says it's much less safe, and the government's right. PFOA, which is this Teflon product that's polluted the water of thousands of people in Ohio and in West Virginia, again, he was brought in to say, look, we don't really need a strong standard here. He's worked on chlorpyrifos, which is a very, very toxic pesticide, which Scott Pruitt at the EPA has just overruled all their scientists and said, no, they let people sell it, even though it causes brain damage in kids.
What's the nature of the relationship between Scott Pruitt and Michael Dorson?
You know, I don't know if they have a personal relationship, but given what Scott Pruitt is doing to the EPA and rolling back all these rules, Michael Dorson is the perfect person for him to bring on to look specifically at chemical hazards, because Dorson has spent his career really working for industry. You know, industry emails revealed that corporate officials felt they could trust him. He was their go-to scientist, always ready to minimize the risk of exposure to toxic chemicals and to weaken standards that should be strengthened to protect us and our family and our kids. You know, last year, on a bipartisan basis, Congress passed a reform of the Toxic Substances Control Act. And it was very promising, developing new ways to make sure that Americans are safe from exposure to toxic chemicals. Right now, under Scott Pruitt, the EPA is rolling back all the commitments they made under that law. And chemicals that shouldn't be in our environment, chemicals that shouldn't be in our food, will remain there. And in some cases, the levels will even go up because of this administration.
You recently wrote an opinion piece in The Hill, and you wrote that Dorson, quote, repeatedly recommended chemical exposure levels hundreds of times above established limits. Cite this for me, and how did he justify such recommendations, do you think?
You know, risk assessment is not a perfect science, and it allows some subjectivity. And he pulls together a group of scientists, many of whom have very close relationships with him. They look at the literature, they opine on it, they look at the epidemiology, you know, human studies, the animal studies. They say, well, it looks like this is the safe level. And that's what he did with diacetyl. He came up with a number that was 20 to 40 times higher than what the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health came up with when they looked at that same literature. And it's wrong. And every time a government agency looks at the same issue, they say, we need a much safer level. But industry then takes his number and promotes it. He says, and his advocates say, that what he does is he produces sound science. But what he really does is to manufacture studies that sound like science. In reality, his results are preordained. If he's hired to study a chemical, you can be sure he'll conclude that chemical isn't very dangerous.
David Michaels is a professor of environmental and occupational health at the George Washington University. Thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
Steve, it's been a pleasure to be with you.